welcome back to the Power Hour. It's straight up top of the hour. We're just so glad that you're joining us today. Our next guest is, this is the first time he's been on the show, so we're going to have to feel him out. We're going to have to date him a little bit. You know, as David said, we're not going to tell him about our deodorant situation, David, in Texas. That was hilarious. That was hilarious yesterday. Yeah, so Matthew is he's a clinical psychologist. He has a degree in it. He's been working in the mental health industry really for about 7 years. He was the chairman at his college, University of Oregon, of the Republican Party. He is very interested in politics and interested in mental health and helping people. He's got a fantastic product called REM Sleep that we're introducing today. And so we are very excited to welcome to the show Matthew Pfeiffer. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here today.
Well, very good. Well, you know, we're just getting to know you a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with this great product?
Well, I'm 35 years old, and I live in the Tri-City area of Washington, and currently I'm a psychologist at a prison nearby. Years ago, I used to have sleep problems, and I tried a number of over-the-counter sleep aids, and I would go to a doctor and occasionally get prescribed drugs like Xanax or Ambien or Lunesta, and sometimes they would work and sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they would have side effects, and one time I unfortunately became dependent on one, and it was very difficult for me to get off of it. And so with a lot of research and help from naturopathic doctors and eventually going to school to become a psychologist, I learned a lot about a field called nutritional psychology, and I became interested in developing a product that would be better than what was on the market already, but that would also be affordable and accessible for anyone on any type of budget. And that's how I came to make this sleep aid that I've worked on and developed over the last 3 or 4 years. And I just recently had it manufactured, and it's been out since October or November of last year.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, how many people in America, or maybe percentage-wise or whatever, have you, how many people having trouble with their sleep?
I would say anywhere between 25 to 40% have regular problems getting good night's sleep or intermittent problems with a good night's sleep. And sleep problems go in tandem with anxiety and depression. The most important factor in fighting depression and anxiety is getting a good night's sleep. Some people think it's a good diet. Some people think it's avoiding substances. Some people say it's exercise. And yes, all of those are important, but the most important factor in avoiding poor mental health is getting a great night's sleep. And getting a good night's sleep doesn't mean drugging yourself with maybe alcohol or Xanax or pharmaceutical. It's getting a natural night's sleep and enhancing it with what your body already needs, which is vitamins and minerals.
So you're cracking a major wall here. If depression is a major problem in America, you're saying the biggest indicator to overcome that is sleeping. Go
yes,
over, explain it,
it
a little bit.
Yep, sleeping is a big one, and not living a sedentary lifestyle. Vitamin D deficiency is a major cause of depression and sleep disorder in the American Southwest and the American Northwest, surprisingly. And so I took these factors into consideration and many others when I designed this sleep aid. So, yeah, but sleep is definitely the most important factor in having good mental health and feeling good every day that you are functioning and active.
Now, who would your new product, how is this different? You know, you mentioned Xanax or other, there's other sleep aids. I know you can go to the pharmacy and you can buy some sleep aids there to help you. How does this work different, this product, than those things?
That's a great question. There's two types of sleep aids, generally speaking, that a person can have access to. There's pharmaceutical, and then there's non-pharmaceutical. So if you go to the doctor, you're going to get prescribed a drug, whether it's Xanax or Valium, Lunesta, something like that, and those are single ingredient drugs, and they drug you. They put you to sleep. They don't allow you to sleep. They force you to sleep, and when you wake up the next morning, oftentimes there's a morning after effect, a
yes.
grogginess.
We're coming to our first break. We're coming to our first break, Matthew. After this 3 minute break, we'll have welcome back to the Power Hour. 8 minutes after the hour. Well, we promised you Joyce Riley yesterday, and when we make a promise, we deliver. So joining Matthew Pfeiffer, not only do we have him, now we have Captain Joyce Riley. Captain Joyce, good morning.
Good morning. Pentagon still doesn't like you to use the captain part. I just wanted to tell you.
But I haven't got that call. I haven't got that call yet.
That'll make you do it just even more is my concern. But anyway, I'm so glad to be here because, you know, when we bring on a new sort of family member to the Power Hour, we kind of look into it and make sure that that's what we want to do and make sure that's what our listeners need, because everybody has a shortage of money, it seems like, today. And so what our goal is here is to bring you the absolute best. And when we were contacted by Matthew.
Matt.
That I was concerned, you know, there's a lot of sleep products out there, just like Daniel was saying earlier. So where do we go from here? Because we only like the good stuff. We don't want anything that even looks like a pharmaceutical if we don't have to. Unless, you know, your life depends upon it, I would say. But anyway, Matthew Pfeiffer, I think, is going to be a Power Hour family member since we had such a phenomenal reaction by one of our people at the Power Mall. So at the bottom of the hour, Jay is going to be coming over to talk to us about what happened when she did it, and it was just amazing. So anyway, I'm so glad to have Matthew Pfeiffer here. Thank you, Matthew, again,
for
joining us at the Power Hour. You bet. You know, again, let's talk about just sleep itself, because that is such an enigma, it seems like, that after all these years of being on this planet, where are we in getting to better sleep or better this or better that? And now we have something that really, really works. I knew, I felt the same way. I wonder if it really, really, really works. And so we're going to have Jay talk to us about her experience of using it. So let's talk about sleep. And you tell me, what is it that we, what are the absolutes that we do know about sleep?
We know that for me, sleep is the most important aspect of maintaining positive mood and good mental health. It's the time of the day when your brain deactivates. It goes into its sleep mode, and it processes in dreams and in your unconscious the things that happened the previous day and in different parts of your life that may have been impactful. It gives your brain a time to have kind of like its own therapy session while it's asleep. And if you can't fall into a deep REM sleep, which is the rapid eye movement sleep, where your eyes are blinking quickly and you're dreaming, you're not going to get the cleaning of the brain that's necessary and the refreshing of the brain that you need to feel really great the next day. You'll get enough sleep to where you can function okay and you can get done what you need to get done, but you're not going to be really on point and doing your best. And to be there, you have to have the REM sleep, a deep sleep, and it's important to have it for up to 6 hours a night, and then a more mild to moderate sleep for at least an additional two. So that's why doctors say it's important to get about 7 to 8.5 hours of sleep a night. Most of that is going to be a very deep sleep, which is why if you get a good night's sleep, you'll fall asleep. You'll typically not wake up at all in the night, and you'll wake up 7 or 8 hours later, and you'll feel really great. And for a lot of people, they don't have that happen very often. But when it does, they'll think to themselves, wow, that was a really great night's sleep. I didn't wake up once. I feel refreshed. And it ups their mood, and they feel more optimistic about the day. And it sets the tone for a really great day. It's kind of like waking up on the right side of the bed. And that's usually because someone would get a great night's sleep. And if they don't, then the day can go any other direction potentially. And that's where they say, you know, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
And so REM sleep will help with that. And we're going to find out how much at the bottom of the hour, because Jay, we were just amazed. We were amazed. Anyway, getting to or going back to what sleep is or is not, you know, a lot of people always say, well, REM sleep. And they think that the rest of the world understands REM sleep. What is REM sleep, and why is it a goal to try and achieve that?
REM sleep, it's the deepest form of sleep that you attain at night. There's five different stages of sleep. You have a very light sleep when you're just dozing, and then you go into moderate stages of sleep, and then the deepest sleep is your REM sleep. That's where your body has the most amount of recovery, both physically and mentally. It's where your body replenishes neurotransmitters in your brain that are important for mood and your immune system, including serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine and epinephrine. It also gives your adrenal glands a chance to rest and replenish, which are responsible for creating and managing your catecholamines. The catecholamines are the endorphins, dopamine, and norepinephrine. So when you get that REM sleep, that's when most of the good benefit of sleep happens. When you're not in REM sleep, you still are getting some benefit, but you get about 70 to 80% of your best recovery time during your REM sleep. So you want to give your body everything it needs to access REM sleep. So if you're nutritionally deprived or you're overly stressed and you don't have enough vitamins or minerals to compensate for that stress, you're likely not going to fall into the best REM sleep you can get, or maybe you will get into REM sleep, but it won't last as long as you need it to. And so the point of this sleep aid is to target causes of poor sleep and insomnia from a variety of vantage points and to try to nip the problem in the bud as quickly as possible. And so what makes my product different than others is that it has many more ingredients, and the dosage is in some instances significantly stronger to compensate for people's stress and poor sleep.
Because the stages of sleep, I know this seems elementary to a lot of people, but why is it important to talk about the four or five stages of sleep? Because a lot of people don't know what real sleep is like. I'm convinced that they have had such light sleep when they talk about, for, you know, let's be honest, a lot of men, a lot of women have to get up many times during the day and night, or many times during the night, to go to the bathroom. And that's not exactly a good way to get sleep. And so I just am convinced a lot of people don't know what good sleep is.
Yeah, that good sleep is, it's not having to wake up or get up multiple times in the night. With some people, there are going to be medical conditions that even with the best sleep aid, whether it's natural or all natural, they may still have to get up because, for some men who are older, they have an enlarged prostate and they have to, go pee more often. But if you're in generally good physical health, you should be able to sleep 7 or 8 hours a night. And the main cause for people that make them not be able to sleep well when they are in generally good physical health is because there's stress, relationship issues, work issues, their diet or physical lifestyle isn't good, or they're not getting the right nutrition necessary to give their body and brain what it needs to fall into a REM sleep so they can get the good sleep that they need.
That's so, so important. And from a young age on, and, you know, I think a lot of times people don't realize that children need a lot more sleep, too. Is this a product that would ever be used, or what age might it be used for?
Yeah, this product is good for any ages. You know, these are tablets, they're pills, so with certain people, there could be a potential choking hazard. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't like to swallow vitamins, so I would get the chewable vitamins. These could actually be chewed up. They don't taste terrible. They taste like herbs. But if a person can swallow the pill, this product is perfectly okay for any age group. It's dosed right now for an adult over the age of 18 that maybe weighs an average of 170 or 80 pounds. But some people can take more than the dose that I suggest on Nutrition Facts, and some people find efficacy in just taking one or two pills. But it is safe for all groups of people, and the reason why is it only includes vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs. And these are ingredients that people need at all ages of life. Everyone needs certain vitamins and minerals. Everyone gets amino acids when they eat protein, and the protein breaks down into amino acids, and herbs have been used for thousands of years to treat all types of disorders and ailments. So it's definitely safe for any age group. If a person's younger, they weigh a little bit less, maybe they would just want to take one tablet or two. And if you're an adult, taking three tablets or more is also okay. So you can't overdose on this product because it's all natural and your body can tolerate it very well.
Well, I'm impressed, and for a lot of reasons, because in the material you sent me to read, and you're talking about the answer to a lot of these problems has to be in the area of herbs. It has to be. I mean, our body was made by our Creator, and our Creator knew what our body was supposed to eat. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, that since I have been sick, I cannot tolerate any processed food. I can't tolerate any of it. I can God's food, but not man's food. And so I just realize how important it is that we look at, you know, these answers for us. I know our listeners do, but talk to us about serotonin, if you don't mind. Well, we're going to go to a break right now, but after the break, yeah. I'd like
we'll
for you
talk
to
about
talk
serotonin.
Serotonin and melatonin levels, and why, you know, why this is sort of like unlocks the door with the key to what many people might need. At least it was for Jay.
And I would be excited to talk about that. That's a great question.
We'll do it after this 4 minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce, Josh, Daniel, and Matthew Pfeiffer. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That's Josh doing an excellent job picking California Dreamin'. I like that. I like it a lot. We're talking to Matthew Pfeiffer, and just so that we can have more of an intimate discussion here with him, I'm going to send Daniel on his way. No, Daniel has some things to take care of, and I'm just so glad that he joined us this morning and took care of everything up to this point. Thank you, Daniel, for everything you're doing for all of us.
Oh, well, God bless you. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Matthew. Don't everybody leave now. Don't go with Daniel because he's not going anywhere else. He's got things to do. Thank you, Daniel, for being with us. We're talking with Matthew Pfeiffer today, and the amount of, I don't know, intent that he put into this product was really obvious to me, and I was so glad to have him join us on the show and join us at the Power Hour, and we're going to find out at the bottom of the hour what amazing experience we had here. Because, you know, we see these things all the time, but when we see them and just like in spades, it's really, really good. But anyway, we'll wait for that. Now, I said that I wanted to talk to you about serotonin and melatonin. What is it that is so important about using it or not using it? Talk to us about serotonin and melatonin.
All right. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter. It's responsible. It's a chemical in the brain that regulates and elevates mood, relaxation, calm, decision-making. It's also intimately involved in the health of your immune system. So when a person becomes depressed or they feel down, especially for an extended period of time, you notice that they may tend to get sick more often or sick more easily, or even eventually develop cancer. And that's part of the problem is low serotonin levels are responsible for a weaker immune system. And if you have strong serotonin levels, which also contributes to better sleep and better health, you're going to have a stronger immune system and less sickness and then overall better mental health. So serotonin plays a number of roles with physical health and mental health. And where it comes from is protein. When you eat protein, whether it's soy or from chicken or milk or something like that, each protein has 20 amino acids. Of those amino acids is an amino acid called tryptophan. And when your body takes up tryptophan, it converts it into 5-HTP or 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is the precursor to serotonin. and then your body converts the 5-HTP into serotonin. And then when you go to bed at night and the lights go off and your body knows it's time to sleep and you're not being activated by the light, your body takes a lot of that serotonin, converts it into melatonin, which is a sleep hormone, and that's what causes you to fall asleep and to stay asleep and to get into your REM sleep cycle. So serotonin is the primary reason why we sleep at night, we wake up, why our immune system is either doing well or not. It's one of the most important neurotransmitters as far as overall physical, mental, and sleep health is concerned.
Now, isn't there something, a way that you have used the REM sleep product to put people into a continuous kind of sleep or help to have a continuous type of sleep by meeting all the needs for serotonin and melatonin?
Yes, that's a really great question. When you buy a sleep aid over the counter, typically you'll find one that has melatonin in it by itself or melatonin and some herbs. Others will just have 5-HTP and no melatonin. The reason I put in the melatonin sleep hormone plus the precursor to serotonin is when you lay down and you try to go to sleep, the melatonin immediately allows you to drift off and fall asleep. But typically melatonin that you supplement will only last for about 3 or 4 hours, and then it can wear off and you could wake up in the night, which is why sleep aids will give you 5 or 6 or 7 milligrams of melatonin, which is actually dangerously high. So I put in a low dose of melatonin that's recommended by naturopathic doctors. And I also include the precursor to serotonin, which is 5-HTP, which converts into serotonin and melatonin over the course of the evening. So you're getting your little boost of melatonin right when you go to sleep, and then your body's converting the 5-HTP into serotonin and into melatonin over the course of the evening while you're sleeping, which is what makes the sleep aid allow you to sleep, you know, up to 7, 8, or even 9 hours at night.
We've got to go to this break. We've got to go to this break. We'll be back. 3-minute break. And Jay, after that, stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Daniel's gone.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Now, Matthew, if you don't mind, I would like to introduce Jay to you. She answers the phone and she helps all of our people because she uses so many. Her windowsill is filled with Power Hour products. And so I'm so glad to introduce Jay to you. So, Matthew Pfeiffer, Jay, and thank you, Jay, for coming over and helping us here this morning.
Well, good morning. You know, it's always a pleasure to be over here. It really is. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
I'm doing well. Jay, how are you doing? It's nice to meet you.
You also. I love your product. I happen to be the kind of guinea pig for the Power Mall.
No, we didn't. No,
you really am.
You weren't at that meeting.
So a couple of months ago, just for example, we do have the best products out there. We certainly do. A couple of months ago, we got a product in, and it was for energy. And, of course, you know, I'm out there. Yeah, I'll take it home. I want to try it. I want to do it. I took some at the Power Mall, and then I went grocery shopping. And I thought my heart was going to explode. It was just a bad, bad product. So, there again, we...
No, wait a minute. Not this one.
No, no, no.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This was 2 months ago. So, I told everyone, no, this is not a product that we can sell. It goes back. So, last month, we received the rim. And, of course, Guinea Pig Jay is like, yeah, hesitantly this time, I will try it. I'm going to take it home. I have been having hot flashes for many years. I wake up during the night probably about 4 times a night. You know, I brush the covers off of me because I'm having a hot flash. I put the covers back on me because
I'm sweating
and cold.
Every woman knows that feeling. Everyone.
So that's my my sleep every night. Every night. And so
for how many years?
9 years.
Wow. Wow.
So I got the rim, and I took it about an hour before bed thinking, well, you know, and you're right about the melatonin. The melatonin can help me go to sleep, but then I'm still back awake and throughout the night.
Now,
so with the rim.
One second here. Matthew, I want to bring you into this because this is probably not an unusual situation for you to hear about, 9 years of hot flashes. Well, not because of your personal experience, I don't mean, but because...
I hope not.
But haven't you heard that from a lot of women?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it can be age-related as well, because, you know, we go through different life stages as we get older. But, yeah, I have heard that before.
Well, this has not taken away my hot flashes, because I still have them all day long. But my point is... I am sleeping through the night and not realizing I'm having a hot flash. I don't wake up.
The first time you've slept through the night in 8 or 9 years?
Most certainly. I'm going on, I've been taking it for 3 weeks now, and I wake up so refreshed, feelings, I'm thinking better, I'm clear. 9 years of absolutely.
No, and we had to live through these hot flashes with her, so we get to experience them. So we're all having a relief over here, too. No,
because I have been here 9 years.
Yeah. And it's just incredible. I mean, we couldn't believe it when she came in. I thought she was just saying it, but Jay doesn't just say things because she just wants to impress anybody. She says it because she means it.
And it wasn't just the first night. I'm still taking it. Yeah. I'm still sleeping good. For example, the morning, my husband, his alarm goes off at 5:30. Mine goes off at 6. Well, generally at 5:30, I lay there waiting until mine goes off at 6 because I'm just wide awake. Mm-hmm. Now, I seriously am sleeping from 5:30 to 6.
Really?
I am.
Oh, my
God. I thought about that this morning when I got up. I thought, how... I want to go home right now and go back to bed and go to sleep. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm loving this so much. So any one of you out there, if you're having issues with sleep and, you know, being awake at night, sometimes it's easy to go to sleep, but staying asleep. And I was listening to you, Matthew, about, you know, the importance of the REM sleep. And that's really what I have been missing out on, is that REM sleep. I told Joyce the other day, I said, I'm dreaming. I can't remember dreaming the last time I had a dream.
Yeah.
Do you remember your dreams the next day?
Yes. I remember. I had one last night, and I remembered it this morning.
Wow.
That's good. See, dreaming is important because when you have dreams, it's not the details or the content of the dream that's important. It's the theme of the dream. So when you're dreaming about something, it's because there's something else going on in your life. It might be good, it might be bad, but it's your brain's way of processing it while it's in its unconscious state, and it allows you to understand the situation in life better when you're awake and to make better and more positive decisions around it. So having those dreams and remembering them is actually a really good thing. It's important.
You're right. And it will improve
your mood as time goes on. So since you've been sleeping better, have you noticed that your mood has improved in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Most certainly. Yes. Yeah. That's just good. A happier person. You're when you're tired and you're not getting the proper sleep, and I'm not a person that can, like on the weekends, I can't lay down and take a nap. If I take a nap, I'm doomed. You know, an hour nap will make me fall asleep at 4 a.m.
Now, but see, isn't that because she's probably missing the REM sleep or missing what she needs that you can, you know, you're more prone. Who is more prone, Matthew, to need a nap versus just lays down and, you know, takes one because they got the time? But what about a person that just really needs a nap to get through the day?
Well, sometimes that's necessary. You know, if you're getting good night's sleep, but let's say your job or something's extraordinarily difficult or demanding, or maybe there's a couple nights where you can't go to bed at the right time that you need to, or you have to get up extra early, even if you're in good mental and physical health, there's going to be events in our life and in our environment that just kind of knock us down a little bit where we may need to take a nap. So taking a nap on occasion doesn't necessarily mean that you are not getting good sleep or good REM sleep, but it's people who need to take naps like on a daily basis, that would be concerning. Taking a nap once or twice a week, like maybe on the weekend after a long week, is pretty normal. But people who need it daily, that means something isn't going right with their sleep at night. Because if we're healthy all the time and not ever stressed, which is impossible, but right. In an ideal world, if we were that way, we wouldn't ever need to nap. We would sleep 7 to 9 hours at night, and then we'd have a great day every day. Occasional naps are normal. Regular napping means that something's going on with your sleep or in your life that's not allowing you to sleep well.
So how do you think this has changed your, from a 0 to 10, how would you rate your sleep before you took REM sleep?
Oh, before, I just wasn't hardly sleeping at all. I probably, on an average, got 4 to 5 hours sleep a night. And then get up, and you've got an 8-hour day at work. You've got all your chores
you
to
say,
do. When
work.
You
work.
Yeah.
Work. I don't know, Josh, if you noticed anything, but I did. Maybe our listeners are pretty sharp, and they picked that up, so I had to address that really quickly. You want to say a 4-letter word that means happiness?
Work.
Oh, well, anyway, it was pretty good up till that point, but anyway.
But, no, I was just really averaging 4 to 5. If I was lucky to get 5 hours of sleep a night, and that's just because of the fact of – and like I said, please don't think that this has stopped hot flashes, women, because it doesn't. I'm just sleeping through them.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, I can feel it coming on. Wake up. I'm not going to the bathroom. Generally during the night when I do wake up before the REM, I would just go ahead and go to the bathroom just because I know if I lay there another hour, I'm going to have to anyway. So yeah. I was up with hot flashes, then go ahead and empty the bladder since you're up, you're awake. But I haven't been awake.
Wow.
Going to bed at 10, and the alarm goes off at 5:30, and I'm sleeping back from 5:30 to 6.
Now, you guys see what happens when we say, did you still sleep through the night last night? You know, we ask her the question. My gosh, she's so excited. She's smiling all the time. She is. Now, Matthew.
I want to go home and take a nap.
Yeah. Now, Matthew, is there anything better than what she just said that you could say?
No, that's a really great success story. So, and I have, you know, my theories on why it's working so well with her. But I could go into that for like 30 minutes because my product, it's a very complicated product and it works really well for so many different reasons. But when I made it, I tried to identify, like, what are the top 10 or 15 reasons that a person might not be sleeping well? And then maybe those people would have two or three things going on at the same time. So my product targets, up to a dozen reasons why a person wouldn't sleep well, where other sleep aids may only target one or two or three reasons. So the odds of success with my product are significantly higher than with others because I spent so many years researching it and picking the right ingredients, the formulation, and how they would interact with each other and getting the dose just right and the pricing just right. And I really believe this is like one of the most perfect sleep products out there. Like I can definitively say that with any competition out there, there is no better natural sleep aid over-the-counter product than mine. There's other products that might be good for one reason or another, but I could set my product next to any product out there, whether on Amazon or Walmart, and I could win the argument why my product is better, and mine will always be the same price or cheaper than the competition, always.
And I agree with you, Matthew. I'm into natural products. So my sleep situation.
You weren't when you came here.
Oh, 9
years
ago.
Were you on some drugs? Weren't you on?
I've never been on any medication, no.
Oh, really? Okay.
They wanted to give me a prescription for the hot flashes. Remember when I first came out here?
Mm-hmm.
And you made me look it up on the computer, look at the ingredients, and you said, now look at the side effects, Jay. and I tore it up. I never got the prescription.
That's right.
So I suffer with hot flashes every day for 9 years. But it's okay because I know it's got to be ending soon. But what you were saying about the right ingredients, the, you know, I never wanted to go try any of the over-the-counter products. I didn't because of the ingredients. There's side effects to all that over-the-counter stuff. That, you know, we know now that even, you know, ibuprofen, you know, aspirin is not good on a regular basis and is very bad for, you know, the liver and the different areas, your kidneys and things like that. So I bless your heart. This is all natural, and I am so thankful for what you have put together.
How grateful must you be then?
Very.
Wow. Oh, and it's been.
And I want to tell you guys something else that's pretty interesting. So
no, this is the Jay and Joyce show. If you don't mind, the Jay and Joyce show. No, go ahead, Matthew. I apologize.
No,
take it from
so
here.
I made this sleep aid, but I, you know, the name of my business is Pfeiffer Formulas, meaning plural, more than one formula. And so in the near future, I have formulations already developed. I haven't manufactured them yet, but I will be coming out with ones for stress and anxiety, one for sleep, one for people who are in acute or post-withdrawal syndrome from taking drugs, whether illegal or legal. I also have a comprehensive multivitamin that's specially formulated for mental health and sleep and positive mood. And I'll be coming out with a protein shake, a high-quality whey protein that has extra vitamins and minerals in it tailored for mental health. So I started with the sleep aid, but as the months and the next year go on, I am going to bring more products to the market, hopefully with Joyce and her radio show. To help treat all other types of mental illness. So the purpose of my nutrition company is nutrition for mental health. It's not for, like, you know, maybe working out or general health, even though it does help that. The primary focus of all of my products is mental health. So when people want to find something to feel better, I'm hoping that they can start with my business first because that's the primary focus of my company.
Well, we're glad, and we're glad to have you always thinking in terms of the future, because now that we're finding out, and you know, I think television is doing a really good job now of letting us know that there is a move now toward organic, toward natural. And you go in a store now, and I mean, I couldn't believe it. I wanted a capsaicin remedy, and I didn't want to make it myself. And it came from Kroger, of all places, a capsaicin remedy. So, you know, they're going to all natural now. And as we continue down the road of learning about these things, I'm glad we have people like Matthew who are in the forefront of this. And I hope that you'll continue to stay out there and do that. Matthew, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour. Wow. Three for three here, Josh. Wow. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some interesting calls. So I want to present them to Matthew Pfeiffer. Matthew, we often take calls when people have challenges because we have the best products out there. We're not afraid to bring our people right up together with the maker of the product. So I'm going to go right to Arlene in PA. Arlene in PA, you're on the air with Matthew Pfeiffer. Do you have a sleep issue?
Yes. My sleep is interrupted entirely by you getting up to urinate, and it's been going on for years, and I've been trying a lot of different natural products, and so far nothing's working.
Can I just share with you that I have never heard any female tell me they found a product that would work for having to get up during the night that is natural. There is one called Detrol, D-E-T-R-O-L, that is pharmaceutical that some people have told me has worked, but you have to enter into the realm of the medications, though, of the physician-ordered medications. But Detrol does work for a lot of people, and if you're desperate enough, they say that, you know, taking a couple of them, two or three of them, like it, you know, right when you are getting ready to go to bed or in advance of going to bed, that it works. So I'll just leave that with you. Matthew, I don't think there's anything out there, or maybe you know of something for women who have to, or men also, that have to get up during the night.
And that's to use the bathroom?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Because there's a number of like medical and physiological reasons that can cause a person to have to get up at night? So that's a good question. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
That'd be interesting. If somebody has found something, let us know. Arlene, is that a good enough answer for you, sweetie?
Unfortunately, no. It's
no,
not.
I know. I'm
I
sorry.
I understand your input, you know, doesn't help me anything. So.
Well, I'm sure. Well, sorry. I'm sure.
Well,
sorry.
How often do you, or how much do you sleep each night, on average?
Basically, about 2 hours, and like about 2 hours is the longest I can go. Maybe once a week, I might go three. That's.
Well, you know what might help. I mean, this. So I'm not entirely sure you have like a sleep problem. It sounds like a physical problem that causes you then to not be able to stay asleep because you have to get up. But like the previous guest said, she would wake up in the night with hot flashes, and now when she takes this product, she's able to sleep through the night. And so it's possible that this product, with its vitamin content, particularly the magnesium and the vitamin C and the B complex, it might allow you to sleep longer and maybe get up less times in the night.
Yeah,
and then your quality of sleep would improve. So it may not entirely fix the problem, but I can see the potential for this to improve the problem significantly.
Arlene, could I send you a bottle at no charge? And let
That sounds good, because I'd be willing to try something, you know, because I'm trying all different things. I don't want to go any pharmaceutical route.
Okay, we're going to send you a bottle, and I'm sure that Matthew will help us out with that, but we want to send you a bottle of it because you've already been through enough, it sounds like, and we'd sure like to be able to hear another good
idea. We're happy to provide you with a free bottle. That's no problem at all. So
okay, Arlene.
This product does help give you some relief.
Thank you so much. I will try it.
You'll come back and tell us if it works?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
If it works, I definitely will.
Okay. Then, I want to know both ways. I want to know if it works or if it doesn't work. We're all out for the truth here. We're going to go to Eric in Pennsylvania next here. I think the two callers are from Pennsylvania, so don't move to Pennsylvania. You won't sleep well. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be back with Eric and Jim after this 1 minute, 10 second break. So let's go to Eric in PA. Eric in PA, you're on the air with Matthew Pfeiffer. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is Jay close by?
No, she's over. I'll probably see her sprinting across the road here in a minute, but I see her over there, or she's over there at the Power Mall. If she'll come back, somebody give her the message to come back then. Go ahead, please, Eric.
Okay.
What do you have to say?
I wanted to ask, because Hempanol PM has been working pretty good, and I wanted to ask if Jay has compared the differences, maybe, because, you know, if she tries every product, then
right,
hopefully.
Right. Well, I can tell you that she has not tried the Hempanol pH, or Hempanol, whatever it is.
PM,
yeah. No, she has not tried that. So I think she was a real good sterile, you know, kind of person to look at. But I might have her try that just as an example. But I still think nothing will ever pry her away. She's probably got a year's supply underneath her bed right now, I'm sure. I mean, I would if you'd found an answer like that. But do you have any question, other question, Eric?
Sure. Could we run down through the list of what goes in, the ingredients in the product?
It would take us, he said, about 3 hours. So
well,
why
no,
don't
actually,
we?
I can do it if you want. In like 30 seconds, I could go through them.
Okay. Hold on one second. One second here, because what I'd like to do is then maybe just I'm going to have you back on and take one item each time on the program, or one or two items or something, and so that you all can appreciate what is in REM sleep. And Jay just walked in. The question he had, she was sprinting at the time that you asked the question. Oh, boy. Anyway, she was sprinting over here to hear what you had to say. And he wanted to know if you had tried the Hempanol PH.
PM.
And a PM. Or the Hempanol PM, if it was, if it helped your sleep or not. And you haven't tried it. You didn't assign you that one, did we?
No, I've not tried Hempanol PM.
Okay, so there's your answer, but I brought her over here officially, Eric, to give it
Thanks
to
so
you.
Much.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. So anyway, I am just thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled that she had the response she did. And Eric, do you know, does your wife have a problem? You have a problem sleeping?
We've been using Hempanol PM. That's been helping. So
I
just wanted to see, you know, if you guys try every product, then you should know differences and how you feel. And
well, we can't try every product, unfortunately. We hope to be able to. And, you know, everybody relates to something differently, too. Isn't that true, Matthew?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, no sleep aid is going to work 100% of the time for everyone. Just like, you know, Prozac isn't the right antidepressant for everyone. You know, statins, you know, aren't the right drug for everyone.
Or maybe anyone.
Yeah. I don't claim that this is going to cure the sleep of everyone, but I do confidently claim that it will improve the sleep of significantly more people than any other over-the-counter product that's out there. Like, I can guarantee that.
And I have tried other products that I thought would really help me sleep here at the Paramol, and it's not that they don't work. It's that keeping me asleep all night, you know, even melatonin, I brought that up, you know, it can put me to sleep, and I may, you know, sleep for a couple of hours and put me to sleep when otherwise I would just be laying there. This has kept me sleeping through the night.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, we're out of time, and I want to thank you so much for your intent in putting into this product, into REM sleep, what you have. So everybody out there, try it, please. Matthew, thank you for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Yeah, thank you, Joyce. It was really great to be on your show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.